First of all, I think we should start off by explaining traducianism and creationism. Creationism is the belief that at the moment of conception, God himself directly infuses a child with a new, unique soul, with the focus of this view being that God is personally involved in the creation of the child's soul. Traducianism, on the other hand, is the belief that God is not personally involved in the creation of new humans, but rather that human souls are somehow created through an immaterial means during conception, much like the physical body often inherits traits of the parent's own physical body. And while I can argue for either side, a good argument can be made that creationism would violate the principle that God has ceased creating, with the one exception being that he made Jesus Christ himself. It's also interesting to note that that with creationism, the soul is likely to be inherently good and sinless, as it's made by God himself. I cannot imagine him creating something sinful. However, only when it is given to the sinful man is the soul possible. Is it possible for the soul to be sinful? However, one of the most important parts of traducianism is that it provides a method for the transmission of the original sin. As mentioned before, if each soul were created by God himself, then how would the rest of humanity be marked with the sin of Adam and Eve? Well, with traducianism, this can be explained by the fact that we are all descendants of Adam, and as such inherited the original sin of man through the propagation of them creating a sinful human soul. In addition, the belief that only the physical is inherited by human reproduction also seems to be refuted in John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Which to me implies that there are two parts to human conception, the physical and the spiritual. And that would make sense to me in the sense that the only kind of human soul that a man would be able to create would be a sinful one. And he would not be able to have the same amount of control over it as the Lord would. Hence why they take the traits of both parents. As both parents are required for the creation of that soul. I guess that's it. Thank you for listening.